Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Actually, we could sing another couple of choruses. They do so well. They glorify the Lord. And they express what touches us. Wonderful Calvary. Wonderful Calvary. My sin is forgiven. My guilt is blotted out. Wonderful Calvary. He saves me, he protects me. Wonderful is Jesus who brought me the victory. Thou art worthy. To receive all the glory, all the praise, all the worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Faithful God, with all our hearts we thank you that you made us worthy to come into your presence, to hear your word. You pardoned us. We have recognized you, the only worthy one. We have seen you as the one who was worthy to take the book, to open the seals, to reveal the mysteries. Faithful Lord, we are fools in this world, but we are pardoned before you. Precious in thy sight. We place this service consciously under the protection of your blood. Beloved Lord, you know the needs, you know the pain, and that what touches the hearts. We ask you, make us silent in your presence so that we can put off everything, bringing it to your cross, leaving it there, so that we are unburdened in your presence, before your holy presence being gathered. Faithful God, whether in the families, whether in the relatives, everywhere there are troubles of every kind, we bring them to you and we ask you, hear us visibly, intervening, letting us know your ways. And as we heard it in the word of the Psalms, you are holy in all your doings. Hallelujah. Also in that, what you have done for us and in us and in this generation. May your Spirit lead us and work in our midst. May your word be proclaimed holy and pure, putting it upon the candlestick. Lord, we want to hear you. We want to see you. Bless with us all your worshipping people. To you, the living God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We are grateful to the Lord for every opportunity which we have to hear His word, to receive it into our hearts. And blessed is the man who does not add to his word, taking nothing away from it, who can believe the way as the scripture says. He who starts there where God started and where he ends where he ended, that we come into this divine lockstep, in this total dependence, being in conformity with Him in all things. I believe that God will bring us to the point. Brother Branham saw that the bride came out of lockstep, and he also saw the efforts that she was brought back again to be able to walk the way until the end. We are, perhaps I should say it in the singular, but I include you now in the faith. We are grateful with all our hearts for that what God has done in our time. And we don't stop at troubles which surround us, not at difficulties which want to pull us down. As we heard it on Wednesday, the Lord has placed us upon higher ground. And because this is so, we may trust the Lord that He will make all things well. We may not understand His way. Important is that we do not that we are not offended at Him, that we don't stop at things which are timely and then losing our eternal destination because of the not important things. We must always think what has the first place, what we want to place as the first things. I think the thing of God and the completion of the church, of the bride, is the main thing in this time, whether we are rich or poor, whether we are well or not well. This is not the question. Whether we are understood or misunderstood is not important, but whether we have understood God, whether we have an inner agreement to His word, whether what He does now, that we receive it by faith and are ready to walk forward. We must count with it, that right we are the main target of the enemy. Until the end we will remain. And whoever thinks the enemy will spare him, then he must be placed upon his side. And then he's spared. Then nothing happens anymore. Then everything goes well. But this we don't want. There were men before us, people who were fighting the battle of faith, who went through misunderstandings of all kinds of things, troubles. And everything worked together for good for them, because they knew that they are just guests here and strangers, pilgrims, and that they had the goal in the city whose builder is God. And this city is the city with firm walls. Nothing staggers there. Although everything goes up, everything else goes up in flames. Now, at this weekend, we will deal with the subject, the overcomers. Before we read a couple of scriptures to it, I would like to express my joy. I was reading and searching in the old scriptures, and it became great to me that what meant foolishness to others has become a great blessing for us. I have it here, the picture of the cloud of one of the American magazines on the second page. One moment. Page 4. And there is written a wonderful headline. There, top left. Do you know what the headline says? All were offended. Only the followers of this man, not, who said, the appearing to him were seven angels. All the world was offended. All were puzzled. And even some are still puzzled today. But the unbelieving people who are writing these things, they say there are others who are following this man. We are not following the man. We are following the Lord and him alone. But we are grateful with all our hearts for every man of God through whom the word of the Lord came forth, whom God could use to speak with us. If one thinks about that, people look at us as being as inferior, we should, in 63, this and this happened. And then the arguments would start and would not find any end. How can you prove this? Who gives you the right? And who believes that it is so? Who can believe? Who can believe? Only the true believers who are ordained to have part in what God is doing. Whoever walks his own way will not believe it. Needs not to believe it. I wanted to bring another magazine with. Yes, I have it with me. With the other two men, of whom Brother Branham said they are like those who went on to Sodom. And there it's of course written, just one word, headline, the making up of an ecumenism. How grateful we can be that God has opened our eyes. And as we said it last Wednesday, we have not been placed upon higher ground to look down on others. We have been placed upon a higher ground to see better, to have a better overall divine view. And in these days, as Brother Branham said, to have the eagle's view, to see as an eagle sees, and then also the food which God prepared for us to feast upon it. We are grateful to the Lord. And I would like, before we read some words, I would like to read the stanza from the song 249. Overcoming by the blood. Each one is rejoicing, full of thanksgiving on the sea of glass. Overcoming by the blood is the old guilt. Jesus made all things well, and he looks on us in love. Overcoming by the blood is the power of sin, despite of the devil, of his cunning devices. The victory is given to us. Overcoming by the blood, the enemy is overcome. Very soon, we are joined with the Lord in glory. And in the chorus it says, the Lamb broke in pieces the power of Satan. By the blood on the cross of Calvary, we are all set free. Amen. This is the gospel. This is the absolute truth. We can really rely on it. What God does is well done. Here, we promise some things and we cannot keep it. I promised to be in Düsseldorf and I could not keep the promise. And many of us promised many things. But when God promises something, then He keeps it for sure. How wonderful that we can rely on God and His Word 100%. Woe to the man who doubts it. He should doubt himself. Acts chapter 10, verse 33, second part. Acts chapter 10, verse 33, second part. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. In these few words, much, everything has been expressed. Not what Peter was meaning or what he wanted. What was commanded thee of God. We are dealing with God and with men who were commissioned by Him and who proclaimed His word in His name. Right before, Brother Gabriel told me, Brother Frank, last Sunday the word fell so deep into me. And he said, I would like to let you know, although it is not visible outwardly, that God has done great things in all of us. We understood it, that it's not about an atmosphere making up, which we would blow up. It is about the Word. As the Word of promise, when the Word of promise was given to Mary, not with trumpet and cymbals, it was a promise. It was the word of the hour. It was received, and the Spirit of God overshadowed her, and it came forth what was said in the promise, whether feelings or not. And this perhaps one should say here once again. Brother Branham, somewhere he said it, Mary didn't feel anything, no sensation. No feeling as it used to be. And this should be a great lesson for us who we like to fly on feelings. There where people are doing their things, there many feelings are. But there where God has His work, there His word is received by faith, feelings or not. The word we receive. And the Spirit comes upon us. And then the hour comes in which the divine is born forth. But everywhere there where life comes to where birth is, there are birth pains. And if we have to go through birth pains, as the world also has to go through birth pains. Brother Bram says it. The birth pains. In the First World War, the birth pains. In the Second World War. And he says, will the world survive the birth pains of the Third World War? somehow we must place the things divinely, and we must let ourselves be placed into this divine order, and only then we will leave everything else behind, left and right, and will only speak of that what God promised, what He has done. Yes, of that what becomes great to us. In everything, the Bible is correct. What the heart is full, this the mouth speaketh. If your heart is full with that what God has done, then it will speak of it. If you say, oh, the things of God are so great for me, and you don't speak about it, but other things you speak, then this is not, something is not right. Then heart and mouth do not agree. But there, where the heart and the mouth agrees, there will rest remaining blessing on us. We are here today in the presence of God, gathered to receive what the Lord has to say to us. Now, let us start with Revelation 21, with verse 7. Revelation 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. For this weekend, we chose the subject, the overcomers. And when we speak of overcoming, then we must speak of a battle, of a strife. How can one overcome? There must have been hindrances. There must have been things which have to be overcome. And we will see from the Holy Scripture that some things are here which we have to overcome. But we receive the power from Him who has overcome everything. On our own selves, we could give up hope. But looking to the Lord, we receive daily new strength, and we can walk forward and go up into the heights of faith, and because we know in whom we believe, we know in whom we trust, we know who redeemed us, we know who spoke with us, we know who revealed himself to us, we know who has placed us from darkness into the light. Here, the question and the answer is, at the same time, he that overcometh, will it be you, will it be me? God willing, we will show of what the overcomers are made up. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We know the overcomers is the chosen flock. To her all them belong who are chosen before the foundation of the world, all who were predestinated. To them the promise was given at all times. They were the divine seed. Who received the word of the seed of the word without mixing. As the prophets received the holy and pure word of God, passing it on, and who were called gods, so there are people on the earth who were called to this divine stand, and they were chosen for it, to receive the pure seed of the Word of God. And so, become partakers of the divine nature. From God, only divine can come forth. If any man is born of God, then he is a new creature. He has the nature of Jesus Christ. He went from death into life. This is not a doctrine or knowledge. This is divine reality. And so, the Lord promised it to us. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, we read the important words, which then will find fulfillment when the Lord takes his own home. And Satan with his host will be thrown down. Here we read Revelation 12, perhaps, verse 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Let me read also verse 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. There will be a reason of joy, and whoever can believe that he is part of it may already now start with it, to rejoice that the hour of the bodily redemption is drawing near to bring the work of God to its completion. As Paul sets it forth, that we are waiting for it, and as also the whole creation is waiting and the bodily redemption will experience. Those who were so accused day and night, they have overcome him, the accuser of the brethren. Now we come to the first question. When shall this overcoming take place? In 10 years? 20? At the coming of the Lord? When shall the overcoming take place in you and in me? Not when it will find completion. When shall it start? Today. Today. If we hear the word of the Lord, we must understand what is meant with it. I read this on purpose once again, so that we recognize the connection. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We must recognize here very clearly that the overcoming must set in. We must recognize where the enemy wants to have his power. We must understand where we and what we have to overcome, to not be in the ministry of the enemy, but to stand in the ministry of the Lord. We must discern the body of the Lord, who is unaccusable because of the sacrifice of Calvary. And we must place ourselves on the side of God. we must speak the language of God, namely, in all things. Doesn't matter what question there is. We have to say what God has said. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. We see it, that it refers to time. Eternity has no day and no night. And we know that people day and night, they can be attacked, and that they have to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We must, firstly, overcome the enemy in us. Before we can do this, we must recognize him. We must find him. We must find out in what kind of way he comes nigh to us or wants to pull us into something into which we don't belong at all. When it then comes to the accusation, then run away. If in a conversation the first accusation comes forth, turn around and walk away. Don't listen to it. If somebody has to say or complain something, let him go to him over whom he wants to complain. Go to him about he wants to say something and not to others. Only thus the things are clarified before God in the right way. You know what is meant here? Always. We must go to the sender. We must go to the address. We cannot turn to anyone. We must know exactly who is the sender, who is the receiver. We must know what it's all about. Here it is about that the overcomers recognizes in what kind of way the enemy, we who have to overcome, puts many hindrances of every kind. He wants to put it on our way so that we stumble over them. The time is here. After we recognize the Lord in his speaking and in his doing, and as we have seen how edifying, how the hearts are being knit together, so we must recognize where the enemy wants to come between, where he causes his havoc, without that we understand it even. In Revelation 5, we actually have the foundation for our overcoming, that the Lord has overcome, this we all know. He has overcome the enemy who came to him with the Bible. It's of course like this. If somebody comes with a Bible, then one thinks that the thing is in order. Somebody said it a couple of days ago, said, in our church, it's also preached of the Bible. Yes, in more than 300 churches, it is being preached from the Bible. But every preaches from the one Bible that what he wants to preach. And that what God said is covered, spoiled. It's not visible and it cannot be heard anymore. You see, only the word of God, using it, only just one taking one scripture is not enough. One has to take every word of God as it is pleasing to God, putting it together to have an overall view of that of which one wants to speak. Jesus our Lord overcome the enemy by the word. When he said, "It is written," the Lord said, "It is also written." He went from one scripture to the other scripture. The enemy remained with one. He could not go further. That was finished. He didn't seek and find any second scripture. But the Lord knew precisely what kind of scripture is at place here to defeat the enemy. He, the Lord, who was the Word made flesh, took, of course, our place, and He shed His blood for us, so that we, as the blood-bought flock, that He can equip us with His Word as the sword of the Spirit. Even a sword must be grabbed at the right end, and it must be handled in the right way. It doesn't profit anyone if one says that one has the sword. Here it is so precious, the precious word. Verse 2, Revelation chapter 5, verse 2, and then verse 5. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" Now verse 5. "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." Here we come to the mystery of Christ and the Church. Christ is the head. Only in connection with His body, with all the members which make up His body, He is complete. We all know that the Holy Scripture calls Him as the head. In the same way, we know that the Church is called as His body. There must be a coming together. A union must take place, a connection between the several members which make up the body of the Lord and the head, which is Jesus Christ. And as He, as the head, has overcome, so we, as the ones, because it happened for us, we are, of course, His purchased possession. We are flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. And to speak with Paul, according to Ephesians 5, we're not guests and pilgrims. We are citizens of God, of the household of God. We make up the body of the Lord, and Christ is the head. He, the head, has overcome also for the members. And we will see that our faith is necessary, that also in us this divine overcoming can take place. If you do not overcome the things, then the thing will overcome you. If you do not conquer them, it will conquer you. It's always a spiritual battle. And into this spiritual battle, we have been placed. Here it's about to see that not we have been sent into the battlefield to make the comparison with David and Goliath, to meet the enemy. No, the Lord, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the son of David, He met the enemy. He conquered him, defeated him. Death and hell He overcame. And on the third day, He rose from the dead. And to John He said, "Behold, I was dead, and I am alive forevermore. and have the keys of death and of hell. These are the words of God. And they are not empty, they are full. This is the full and holy gospel through Jesus Christ for all who receive the salvation by faith into their hearts. And let me emphasize this. Brother Branham says it in the sermon, United under One Head. He said, Satan always takes the head and speaks to the head, but God chooses the heart and speaks to the heart. And in the heart, faith comes up. In the head, the arguments and the reasonings, which leads to nothing. But faith comes up in the heart. Why? Because the word which is addressed to us falls into our hearts. And that then, as the result, this faith comes forth. One has overcome. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome. It happened for you and for me. The battle was fought. We have the equipment. We have received the armor of God. But now, the conquered enemies, we have to place them under our feet. It may sound paradox, and nevertheless, it is so. Although the Lord has done everything, finished everything, yet we are in a spiritual battle. And no one of us will remain on a cushion resting. No. If we are part of the overcomers, we have to deal with the powers of darkness, with whom the Lord dealt already. But we are doing it being conscious that the victory is on our side. Someday, I mentioned it, in the Third Reich, there was always the formulation, especially at the marching and exercising. It sounds even today in my ears. The words, seek heil, seek heil. Some of the elderly, they can still remember it quite well. When I think about it, it penetrates my heart. They're the charlatans. They used these words, which actually belong to us in the kingdom of God. To us belongs the victory, and to us belongs the salvation of our God. Because thus it is written in the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 49, all the world will see the salvation of our God. What did these people do? They used these words, which were not right at their place. God has a church which will have the victory because salvation was given to her. There where the salvation of God is manifested in your life, there the victory of God will be manifested. We believe that he has overcome. Not so. We can believe. Can we believe that we also are part of the overcomers with him? Amen. If we don't believe it, it cannot happen. Faith goes ahead of that what God is doing, always, always. And first comes the preaching. That's what we know that. Let us read from 1 John. 1 John, chapter 2, 13 and 14. 1 John, chapter 2, 13 and 14. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Not that you will overcome him, but that ye have overcome him. What a wonderful word. Can we come into this stand? Will this be possible? If it looks impossible for us, then that doesn't have to be impossible for God. No. By faith we will walk forward. And every word of God we will believe, knowing that it was addressed to us, that it speaks to us today, and it means what it says. The first question is from verse 13. The first question could be, it says, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. Now I ask you, and all who probably hear the tapes, can we be of those who recognized him who was from the beginning? Did we recognize him who is the beginning and the end, who is Alpha and Omega, who is the first and who is the last? And such this word is addressed, hallelujah. Not to some kind of interpretations, not to people who believe what they like, but the overcomers, they know him who is from the beginning. Oh, one could read a couple of scriptures. And who are those who have recognized him, who know him? It's those who were known of him before the foundation of the world. And now we just need to make sure our election and call. When people do not recognize the revelation of God in Christ, it may hurt, yes. But then they are still in the camp of the Antichrist. Whoever is in the kingdom of God must, of course, know the king who is in the kingdom. Not puzzled, not guessing anymore. I read, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. We have known him, blessed be his name. We may testify that to us the revelation of Jesus Christ was given in his Godhead. It has become the most precious revelation of all revelations. Not so. And in this revelation of God in Christ are lying all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. And Paul writes, this mystery is Christ, in whom all treasures of wisdom and knowledge is hidden. It continues, 1 John chapter 2, verse 13, I write unto you, ye young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. Here, young and old is included. Who can overcome him? Only he who is on the side of the victor, on the side of the overcomer. Did we place ourselves on his side, then he will be with us. And we will overcome the wicked one. Here it's already written, as a fact, by faith it's written, because ye have overcome the wicked one. You know, the raptured flock of there, it is being said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And here is the great mystery. The blood-bought flock, in which is no condemnation, no sentence, no judging, found grace in the sight of God. And in grace God revealed himself to her. And therefore we recognized him who is from the beginning. And at the same time, we have overcome the wicked one. Because it's God's word, I believe it. For me and for all of the bright church of the living God. Yes, you may say, if you would know in what kind of battle I am, I'm not interested in it. I'm not here to have natural conversations. I'm here to set forth what God has to say to us through his word. We read in Acts chapter 10, verse 33, we read, we are here in the presence of God gathered to hear what God commanded you. A man of God can only have one commission, and this is the commission to preach the word of God. And there's nothing nicer than to believe God in a hopeless situation and to trust him. And this knowing that you and I can do nothing at all. There faith sets in. If we have certain starting points for our success, then we think to believe. This is not faith at all. This is hearing and seeing. Faith takes that what God said deep into the heart, receiving it. And we say deep in our souls, we say, Lord, we have you who you were from the beginning. We know you. We recognized you. And we have overcome the wicked one. Continues. I have written unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. You all know. The battle is always the strife. Who is the Son and who is the Father and what kind of relationship they are. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. Philip, at that time, he was asking, show us the Father. And the Lord says, so long I'm with you, and ye have not yet recognized me. And suddenly, their eyes were opened. They recognized that the Father has revealed himself in the Son. How often he used the term, my daughter, your faith helped thee. And other times, children, do you have something to eat? Time and again, these sayings, the people just read over it as they had nothing to say to them. There are people on the earth who have a full and perfect revelation without when and but, without any reasonings, just based upon the scripture revealed by the Holy Spirit about God And these are the overcomers. I don't know whether you understand the depth with what we are dealing here today. I write unto you because you have known him who was from the beginning. I write unto you because ye have known the Father. I write unto you because ye have overcome the wicked one. Here one member of the chain goes into the other member. And we see what is meant hereby. I write unto you because ye have known the Father. Let me ask again, how many have recognized divinely that the Father has revealed himself in the Son to mankind? Say amen. Hallelujah. Then this word is of course addressed to us. I'm asking you, which denomination has this divine revelation in these days? We can seek and will not find it. God has a church on the earth whom he is teaching, and therein is the power of the divine message which we received in these days. Not knowledge which blow up the head, but revelation which fills the heart, and thereon we are grounded. All of the church is of course built upon revelation, upon the revelation of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we may humbly testify, this revelation was given to us. And therefore, I believe that it will be those people, these brothers and sisters, who overcome the wicked one through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony. This word of God becomes their personal testimony because it's a revealed truth to them, not a partial truth, the full, perfect, total truth, unveiling revelation of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. This revelation of God in Christ will bring forth much, namely all those to whom God could reveal himself and who have seen this revelation of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 14, almost a repetition, but it seems to be so important. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong. Can we testify of this? Because ye are strong. That what comes from God strengthens, settles, builds up. And I think we must now, the trouble of our earthly body and all the problems which surround us, we must forget and really place ourselves upon divine revelation ground, believing God with all our hearts. We must do it as Abraham did it. What is written of him? He didn't look on his body and not on the body, on the almost dead body of Sarah. He looked to the invisible as he would see him. He held fast to the promise of God. And through Christ, we are the seed of Abraham. If we recognized God and heard him and believed the promises of God for our time. Oh, thanks be to God. It makes me happy. And at the same time, sad, because I see some here sad. If we, if we are not touched by this thing of God, who we were pardoned of God to experience all that, I'm asking you once again, is the same God who revealed himself to us, who has given us the grace to recognize him in his divine revelation, is he not able to continue to reveal himself to us until Christ takes fully shape in us, and that he, the overcomer, becomes the overcomer, could become the overcomer in you and my life? Can we not believe this? The same God has given us the first revelation for the purpose to that what goes with it, to then do it also. He will not do it with the half-believers or make-believers. He will do it with them who believe him and his word. I have written unto you because ye are strong. Can we say this by faith? Although you could, earthly speaking, you are weak, let me say this to you. This is not what we are speaking tonight about. Tonight it is about to set forth the divine point of view. And that what can be felt natural, this is a deception and a lie which passes. But that what God said through his word for his people remains true and will be manifested in reality. Can we believe this? Then we will see the glory of God. Then we will experience it as a truth. I have written to you because you are strong. Say in all your weakness. And Paul was very honest, the honest man I know of. He admitted his weaknesses as no other of us would admit it. In Romans 7, oh, one could really become desperate with him. I, miserable man, who shall deliver me from this corruptible body, and so forth. What I want to do, this I do not. And what I don't want, this I do. And then the seas won the inner battle. Thanks be to God for such truth in those men of God. These were not pious people. These were not boasters. These were men of God who walked this earth like we. If we would only report their heights, where would we remain with our depth? But God led it in such a way. I'm so grateful to it. Oh, how grateful we can be for the word of God. Everything was written down. Not just briefly. To finish this verse. I have written unto you because you recognized him who was from the beginning. I have written unto you because ye are strong. And now it comes. And the word of God abideth continually in you. Here we have it. John was placed upon the Isle of Patmos for the sake of the word of God and for the sake of the testimony of Jesus. Now it's our turn. Now we are requested. And by faith we can say, Lord, with your help, we will succeed. And at the end, we will not say, now we made it. We will sing, as Brother Brennan said, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. This brought me here. No one in glory will say, who would say to the other, you see, I made it. All together will glorify the blood of the Lamb, rejoicing that he has overcome in us resurrection power, faith power, spirit power he laid into us to bring us to our destination. He placed us on his way, and this way leads to glory. This I guarantee you. Here, we go through all the trials. Sometimes they are becoming almost too difficult. But the Lord says in his word that to no one is more loaded than he can bear. And if one says, Lord, I can't anymore, then one knows precisely. As the day, so he gives also strength. And then we don't have to despair, but walking forward by faith. Because ye are strong, and that the word of God abideth in you. Not when it fits in our concept, when it applies to others, when others are meant, but continually all the word, for the word of God in all the summary, when it dwells in us, and ye have overcome the wicked one. This is the emphasis. We see this flock of which it's spoken of here. These are the overcomers. They overcame the wicked one. How could they overcome the wicked one? Because he who was from the beginning, they recognized him. And by this revelation of Jesus Christ, God's power was given to us, so that also we can overcome the wicked one. Tomorrow you will see what will be to overcome there. Even up to the mark of the beast, to everything what might come along our way. But by the grace of God, we will be there. He will make it with all of us. For thus it is written, he who started, he will also finish. I have written unto you, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. I just believe it. I believe that these things belong together. I cannot tear the word apart. I must leave it in this context. Blessed are all those who believe with all their heart and can say, Lord, you revealed yourself to me. I see you as the one who was from the beginning, as the Alpha and the Omega, as the first and the last. He who was, and who is, and who is to come, the Almighty. And in this revelation of God, in Jesus Christ, our Lord, lies the difference between the bride of the Lamb and all the other churches, who someday belong then also to the foolish ones, to them to whom God could reveal himself. They are ordained to see his glory. They are under the blood of the new covenant. For thus the Lord spoke, this is the new covenant in my blood. He has shed his blood, has blotted out our guilt and sin, forgiving it. We glorify the power of the blood. And therefore, the enemy cannot touch us. Each one who comes forth from the covering of the blood, he will start again to grab in the old things which were already forgiven. And then it becomes very, very bad, very bad. The overcomers overcomes by the blood of the Lamb. Please remember this. And what happened through the blood of the Lamb? Full salvation, full redemption, full forgiveness, perfect salvation. A great day of reconciliation took place on the cross of Calvary. And in this reconciliation, we have been included. And we recognized him of whom it is written, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. What a grace. For me, this is precious, a wonderful context. Little children, brother, sister, take new courage. Be strengthened. Say by faith, yes, to the word of God. Although you don't see it fulfilled yet, you will see it fulfilled. If you believe it with all your heart, and if you can say yes to it, and this should not be difficult for us. The help which is given to us here is in the fact of the revelation of Jesus Christ. They are the ones who will overcome the wicked one through him who has overcome him already for us. We are battling a battle which is already decided, as then Goliath and David fighted for the peoples on both sides, decided it, so Christ decided his matter for his people on the cross of Calvary. And the powers of the enemy have to be submitted to us in the name of the one who won the victory on the cross of Calvary. Do you all believe it? Blessed be his name. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us worship. Perhaps we sing the chorus, Wonderful Calvary. Glorious Calvary. My sin is forgiven. My guilt is paid for. Wonderful Calvary. Wonderful Calvary. Just as I am. Do you all believe with all your heart that the Lord has revealed himself to us as the first and the last in his Godhead? Then say confidently, Amen. Do you all believe that God's word as the divine revelation abideth always with us? Amen. Do you all believe that also the promise or the statement is truth, that we have overcome the wicked one? Say Amen. Amen. We say Amen by perfect faith. We don't deceive ourselves and not others, but we will not make God a liar. What God said is eternally true. And therefore we say Amen. We don't say Amen to our weaknesses. We say Amen to God and his word. We say Amen to the victory of Calvary, which was manifested in us fully in our lives. Praise be to our God. We have overcome the wicked one. The word of God abides in us forever. We have recognized him who was from the beginning. Because he, before the beginning, he already recognized us and has written our names into the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, what a bliss to be saved. Brothers, sisters, become happy. Become grateful. Believe God. Whoever does not believe God makes him a liar. Who wants to dare to make God a liar? We place ourselves on the side of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We place us upon the victory ground of Calvary under the precious and holy blood which was shed on the cross of Calvary. The blood is our protection. Our protection. When the enemy comes, he has to bypass us. He cannot do anything to us. He cannot touch our souls. He can destroy houses, but he cannot touch our soul. It belongs to God. And for this we are grateful. Today we have heard his word. Today we have heard him speaking to us, and today we believe it. Today we say yes and amen to him, to that what he said, because we believe it. And we'll see our Lord. Blessed and praised be his name. Almighty God, Creator of the heaven and the earth, who are we people? We have no prophet and apostle amongst us, no one of a high reputation, but we have one, namely him who was from the beginning, who walks in the midst of the seven candlesticks, who has sent his prophets until our beloved brother Branham. Faithful God, thank you for the revelation of Jesus Christ. We have recognized you because you recognized us. We love you because you loved us. We are coming to you because you came to us. Oh Lord, my God, what a grace, what a privilege, what a salvation. And may from our mouths the victory and salvation of God be glorified and proclaimed. Oh Lord, you have received your people. I thank you for it. You will complete your work. Worship to your name. Beloved Lord, by faith, I call out your victory over your blood-bought flock, which received your word. And in those who dwells, who abides in those, because they know you as the word becoming flesh. Hallelujah. Lord, they have overcome the wicked one. The Lamb broke the power of Satan in two pieces through the cross of Calvary. We are all set free. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. The word of the cross is still today the power of God. Hallelujah. Be to our God throughout all eternity. Amen. I am redeemed by the blood. Oh, I have it so nice. The Savior is mine. Hallelujah. How nice it is to be saved. Praise God. Don't you feel well in the presence of the Lord? Is it not wonderful to believe God, to trust him, and to know, as he said it, so it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise and thanks to our Lord for all the precious words which we heard and which we received tonight. Let us come now to closing. Let us sing the song which was read just now, 249. 249, overcoming by the blood. overcoming by the blood. The Lamb broke the power of the devil into two pieces on the cross of Calvary. Overcoming through the blood. Jesus made all things well. Satan's power is broken into two pieces. Through the blood on the cross of Calvary, we are all set free. Amen. We stand up for a closing prayer. Faithful God, we thank you once again together for the blessing from your word. We are so grateful, Lord, that time and again we can come. Very soon we will come from faith, from believing unto seeing. Lord, you will take your own home. You will take them into your glory. My God, what a day. What an hour that will be. Praise be to your wonderful name. Receive the glory. Receive the praise and the adoration from all our hearts and mouths. We are your people, Lord. We worship you. We glorify your wonderful name. We ask you now, keep us in your peace, in your blessing, also during this night. And tomorrow, be with us, Lord. This is our longing and our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has blessed us. Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you until tomorrow, 10 o'clock.